You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired. Pfizer seeks FDA approval for its vaccine, the CDC urges Americans to avoid Thanksgiving travel, and the federal pandemic response draws renewed concern. Here's what you should know. Pfizer and BioNTech are applying for emergency use authorization from the FDA for their coronavirus vaccine, the first to seek approval in the U.S. The news comes after the companies announced they had the data needed to seek emergency use and found the vaccine to be 95% effective and safe. The vaccine requires two doses a couple weeks apart, and the companies say recipients are protected from SARS-CoV-2 28 days after receiving the first shot. It will need to be transported and stored at incredibly cold temperatures. Coronavirus cases and hospitalization rates continue to rise at alarming rates across the country. As of last week, more than 250,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. Infectious disease experts estimate that more than 3 million people across the U.S. are currently infected and potentially contagious. Just last week, CDC officials urged Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving during the agency's first news briefing in months. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said late last week that he would be ending several of the Federal Reserve's emergency lending programs at the end of the year. He asked that unspent money initially given to the Fed as part of the first stimulus bill be reallocated, a decision the central bank criticized. Two unemployment programs that assist millions are also set to expire at year's end. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.